It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitz Peterson. We're going to talk about some of the things that the fire department has taken on and how they've kind of had to change things up a little bit. And then kind of a big thank you to the community. What a great outpouring at this time. So, Fitz, thanks for giving us a call. We appreciate it.
I like talking to you on the phone, but to be honest with you, your office is funner.
I agree.
But we'll fix that.
We'll do what we got to do for now, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the procedural changes that the fire department has had to go through and kind of what you guys are doing right now.
Well, Price is really one of the better communities I've ever worked in, and I've worked in dozens. So this is my 30th year, as you know. But one of the things that they did that I've always liked from the day I got here is that when we have a 911 call, we're going to get a response from fire and EMS and police on a typical call. Everybody goes, they chip in, make sure there's plenty of hands. Well, when this virus kicked in, all of a sudden that was working against us a little bit. So that was one of the biggest changes. And let me qualify that. We're very careful now on who we send to a typical 911 call. We can't send everybody that's available to take care of everything that we can. We have to be more strategic. So we're sending the same number of firefighters, but we're making sure only one or two go into the home until it's time to move that patient. The ambulance crew, they can't change anything. They have to go in and do what they do. But the police officers might be the biggest change, and we encouraged it, but it was their decision. And they come to less calls now, which is something that I loved about Price, that we had to alter just a bit to make sure that our exposures are down to a minimum if there is an exposure. But we have to act as though it was possible. That's one example.
And so pretty much what you're doing is what everybody's doing, really, is you're just erring on the side of caution.
Absolutely. And we're even distancing even when we're on a call and only using the personnel necessary. And you know what it's like in Carbon County. Carbon County is famous for, you know, hands-on, raise-a-barn-type mentality, but sometimes you just have to do with the skeleton crew so it's safe. It's just a different mindset for a temporary situation.
And it's exactly what it is. It's good to know that you guys still have each other's backs and you're still there if you need it, but, you know, you're just doing a little bit more, being a little bit more cautious in the way you're doing things right now.
Yeah, one of the things I've always comforted myself, whether I was a medic or a supervisor and now the fire chief down here, is having police officers on these calls that are constantly watching you. And they're not involved with the processes normally that you're doing, but they're there. And, oh, my gosh, has that been different, not having them on our back watching us. So, but they're still watching us from the street and from where they're at. It's just a little change. It's an important change, but it's a change.
Most definitely. Now, the other thing that we need to talk about, and you kind of touched on it there too, is, you know, what has the community done for you guys right now? I see things on the Price City Fire Department page where people are donating this and donating that. Why don't you speak to that just a little?
I'll tell you a story. One of the things that you're used to is you have vendors. And you, when you run out of gloves, you'll call your vendor and say, I need to make another order. Sometimes it's just the same as the last order. Well, it's not just not having the money. That's not the case here. Now we don't have the supplies. I can't call a vendor and say, I would like 100 N95 masks. They don't exist. I can't call contacts from my previous career up in the valley and ask for help up there with something they don't have. This is a common problem across the country, if not the world, let's say the world, and so those things aren't available. But we've had to come up with creative ways to where we're protecting one another, and here comes the story part. I recently was in Walmart because me being the full-time employee, the only one, I was going to buy a sewing machine, and I was going to buy materials and start making mask liners that go on the outside of our mask. So if necessary, and it has been necessary, we could reuse them and still have a liner. While I was in there, there was somebody that, a young lady who, let's just say that was smarter than me, that knew I probably shouldn't be looking at sewing machines without some supervision. So she did ask. I told her what I was doing, and she said, let me do it for you. And, oh, did she do it for me. Then I posted what had happened, and help came from everywhere. Everywhere in the county, things were offered. And it's not like a family member can go down the street and buy an N95 for you. They're still not available. Doesn't matter who you are. But people have stepped up. They've made masks. They've made liners that can go over these masks to extend the life of the ones that we do have, because we are reusing them. And they've offered soaps. They've offered anything that I could. I've even had to turn down two in price and one in Salt Lake that wanted donated money. I want to make sure people understand this isn't a money issue. This is an availability issue. So that's a perfect example. And I know that if I need more, all I have to do is post something and it'll be done. I've got 6 people that are ready to donate as long as all I have to do is ask. That is a remarkable story about our county.
It's what they do. It's what they do.
What they do, brother.
All right, my friend. Well, did we cover everything? Anything else you need to get out there?
No, I just want everyone to know that the 911 calls in our county have not changed. The number of people that will show up to your house has changed, but feel free to call us. Make sure you need us. That's what I ask. Make sure that you need us. Carbon County's pretty good about not calling us unless they seriously need us. And as long as those things exist, we're going to be there. We're going to take care of things, and the people that are doing it are on my side, not always, but on the fire side are all volunteers and people I look up to, and I thank you all.
All right, that's Chief Fitzgerald Peterson with the Price City Fire Department. Chief, thanks for taking out the time to talk to us. We appreciate you.
Next time you're off at your office, it's funner there.
We'll see what we can do.
All right, brother.
Thank you. Now, for more information on Castle Country Focus interviews like this, go to our website, castlecountryradio.com.